You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, hello, hello. Bing is for doing, you guys. And if you're tuning in, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And before we dig into a very juicy episode of the show, I want to introduce our lovely co-host for the day. And you'll see I'm over here all by myself, just one chair today. Adria is out, but never fear, we have someone who's helping us out today.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn. You can tweet me at It's Susan Hahn.
And hi guys, I'm Erica Bachelor. You can tweet me at ericabachelor.com. I'm sorry, you don't need the .com, do you? I was just telling I'm not bad at Twitter, so I really am.
We're very happy to have Erica here to break down the episode with us today. She is a huge, huge Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan, so I'm sure you're going to love her just as much as we do.
Yes, we love Erica.
Okay, so, well, before we get started on the episode, I want to remind all of you guys to please check us out on iTunes. You can subscribe for absolutely like zero, goose egg, nothing. You don't have to pay a single thing. We really love your comments. Rate us, talk about us. We actually read them, whether you've got something great to say, something bad to say. We love it all. So please keep it coming because it really helps keep us going. And without further ado, let's dig into this episode. It was a good one, right, ladies?
It was a good one. Pretty juicy.
Like this whole season, we've been kind of joking about Kris Kardashian's memoir.
Yes. I can't stand when she says memoir.
And this episode is, you know, appropriately labeled The Man in the Memoir.
Yes.
So let's get going. First of all, what does Snooka mean to
you? I don't know. I don't know. What does Snooka mean? Snooka.
I keep thinking about Snooki, so I don't really know.
I know, right? Like,
Snooka.
But I guess Kris can claim Snooka first. I don't know.
Sounds like hookah? I don't know.
Essentially, this episode is super juicy because we see Kris in the very beginning. She has a tennis lesson. Mm-hmm. And we all know from her memoir that she had an affair back when she was married to Robert Kardashian. Uh-huh. And she actually runs into her ex at the tennis court. I mean, how random is that?
I was surprised at how young he was.
Me?
I mean, I think we all...
He looks young. So I do wonder what his real age is.
Well, she said that he was younger back... he was younger
than
her.
And, but I just wonder how young.
Her affair is not... you know, breaking news or anything, but the age of the man is so surprising.
Well, how long has she been married to?
Well, she's been married to Bruce for over 20 years. And remember, she kept saying that, like, this is over 20 years ago.
Well, no, she mentioned that she broke up with him.
Before.
Mm-hmm. So it was like, I think she broke up with him to be with Bruce. I think that's what she
had
mentioned.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah.
But he had to be at least 21. Yeah,
well, she's legal. She was, you know. Yeah, well, let's do the math. I think Kris Kardashian is 47, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we'll get something on
and
that.
And the affair happened 24 years ago.
Right.
So that means she was 23.
Right.
So he was probably a minor.
Let's all quickly use social media and figure out Kris Kardashian's real age.
Real age.
Let's quickly get this. But while we're figuring out her age, like, what do you guys think about just her running into him, her, like, you know, dredging up all these old feelings and memories from the past? Do you think it was necessary?
No. Well, I feel like Todd maybe could have not planted it, but he obviously knows that she lives in the Calabasas area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, no, her tennis lesson was in Toluca Lake,
which is not too far from.
It's pretty close where they live in Calabasas, right?
Okay, is it really okay?
And I don't think there is a California geography like, is a little country off club there, out there, so I'm sure maybe her only tennis lessons. Mm-hmm. Is probably held at.
She might have belonged to the club for some time.
Maybe.
So this could be her normal, you know, running ground.
True. So do we think it's a complete coincidence that they were at the same random tennis club in Toluca Lake?
You know, let's give that. Let's say that it was a coincidence.
Okay.
But the reactions, let's talk about the reactions.
Yes. The reaction was wrong.
Yes, let's dig in. Wait, quick update. Kris Kardashian was born November 5th. 1955. She's 56 years old.
Oh,
okay. So 56. We were off. She looks.
I would never
Chris,
thought.
Chris, you look damn good for 56.
Well, hello. She's had two facelifts. Or
well,
three.
You know, that's do what true. You have to do to make you feel
okay,
better.
So
but she
was
good.
32. She
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she was 32. Okay. So he was probably 20.
He was like 25, 26.
Yeah,
maybe a good 8 to 10
so
years
young.
Younger.
He looked really young.
Oh, no. That's what sunscreen will do for you. But yes, let's dig into the reaction. So I feel like. Her reaction was, like, genuine to a degree for reality
right,
TV.
Right, it was genuine.
You know?
But, and I think she was genuinely, authentically shocked.
Yeah.
His reaction and the other, he's gross.
He looked like a snake. He looked like
yeah,
a snake.
Yeah, he's disgusting. He was so loving it. And mm-hmm. he kept pursuing her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a hug.
Yeah, he's like, you look good.
Yeah, what's your email address? It's like, oh, please.
Oh,
yeah.
Even though she's got like five kids,
that
you know.
She looks amazing.
She looks great.
She looks amazing.
Look
you got to give that up to her for that.
Do we think it was proper for her to step aside and talk to him in a corner, given, you know, that she's married to Bruce?
No.
Like,
I think that showed that she had curiosity.
Yes.
And that curiosity.
We know what they say about what it did to the cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, even though, okay, so she told Bruce, which we know is the right thing, but do we think that she told him just because, okay, I've been caught it's going to air on TV, I have to say something.
Yes.
I think
she emphasized that she's never been shady to Bruce, but that whole thing was shady.
It was.
You know what? I was talking to a friend the other day, and somebody made the comment, once a cheater, always a cheater. Did you say that?
I was the one who said that. Was it this episode? Yeah, it was last
you
week
You did
here.
Say that.
Yes.
Yeah, so do you still feel that way?
Like,
do you think since she's cheated in the past, she's got the same propensity to cheat now, and she hasn't really learned her lessons and all
it's
that?
It's not. I don't think it's about learning. I think once you have that attraction to somebody, and it's that strong, because she had mentioned that she thinks about him from time to time.
That's true.
And for a woman to admit that on national television, that means she thinks about him a lot. That's the truth.
Feelings.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She still has feelings.
Poor Bruce.
And they didn't break up because they didn't care about each other, I'm guessing. They broke up because it happened in such a scandalous way.
Well, it sounds like he cheated on her.
On her.
Right. And you know what they say, the way you get him is the way you lose him.
That's true.
So,
exactly. And I don't think it's that people can't change when they cheat. I think it's a fact of when you run into that person that you cheated with initially, there's still feelings there. There's a background. There's like a history.
Yeah.
So it's easier to get those emotions going again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why this is dangerous.
And this is clearly exciting for Snuka. She's loving it. She's loving
Snuka!
It. Hello, her freaking carpet was ripped. And she was like, it's okay. It's and the whole family is shocked. Mm-hmm. Shocked enough that Rob and Kim had to follow her. So... I mean, her attitude is completely off.
Do you think it's right that she involved her kids in all this?
No, absolutely not. Chloe mentioned when she was 4 years old, she wasn't aware that this man is not supposed to be in the house.
Right.
I mean, this man caused a lot of damage.
Do you think you think she should have kept all of this from her kids and just told Bruce?
I think what she should have done was, hey, it's good seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
And let
peace
it be.
Out.
Yeah, peace yeah, out. I mean, we
out.
All have that one guy in our life that we're always going to think about.
Yeah, but you don't communicate.
But you don't communicate.
She opened the doors of communication by giving her email.
Yes. Right. That's and she gave her. Wrong. Yeah. So let's talk about that. She gave her assistant's email.
Mm-hmm. It's clearly the same thing. She's just trying to cover up her ass.
Exactly.
And she's still, I mean, her assistant's there. Like, hey, here's your email.
This is what
hey,
he just wrote.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I thought that was a cop-out, too.
Yeah.
Just the fact that she even opened the lines of communication. Okay, so she didn't give her email, but she gave her assistant.
Same
so
thing.
So there's
same
the
thing.
Link, you know.
Yeah,
there's the two
thing.
Degrees of separation, you know.
If she was like, hey, call me 555-1212, then that's a different story, you know. But it's like a working, legit email.
Yeah.
It's her assistant's email. It's like...
No good.
Wow. So what do we think about Bruce's reaction when she told him?
Bruce looked concerned. I felt sorry for him. He looked concerned.
I just feel for him. Up to this point in this season, Bruce has just felt stepped on. He doesn't matter. Nobody listens to him. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And now your wife
when you're underappreciated, shit hits the fan. Mm-hmm. And she needs to start prioritizing what's important to her, because it seems like he's really not on the top of the totem pole, you know?
Wow. Well, really quickly, speaking of fans, I think you can buy a fan on Amazon.com. What do y'all think?
Yes.
You think you'll get a fan on Amazon.com?
I think so. I think I need it.
hello, all you AfterBuzzers. So we've got this amazing affiliate program with Amazon.com. And what we're asking you to do, if you ordinarily shop and buy all your fans and books and iPhones or whatever on Amazon, what we're asking you to do is go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon affiliate banner and make your purchases that way. And what happens is, AfterBuzz, we get all kinds of great kickbacks, and it allows us to turn the lights on in the studios, and it allows us to, you know, keep the microphones and have makeup and do all kinds of fun stuff. And at the end of the day, it allows us to keep giving you amazing, fun shows every day, week after week. So check out the Amazon affiliate banner on AfterBuzzTV.com. So, all right. You know, I want another reason to hear the hail to the knob.
Me too. I want to know where Chris's Chanel racket is.
Hail to the knob. God, I love that sound.
I want to know where Chris's Chanel racket is.
Well, what I was saying to you is she probably got the racket after this episode aired. Like, just the timing was probably all off.
You think?
Off. Yeah, I just think the timing was off. I really do. Because she needs to be using that damn racket, let me tell you something. So, basically, do we think that Chris is being a little shady and inappropriate,
Absolutely.
Given the fact
Absolutely.
That she's married?
Yeah, definitely. If you are talking to your assistant about it, your daughter's about it, it's obviously something that she wants.
That's on her mind.
That's exactly. on her mind.
That really makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like that. Well,
and it said to be continued, but it looks like she's on her way to meet up with Mr. Todd Waterman.
Well, that brings me to in our next subject of this episode, which is, you know, appropriate, fear of missing out, or Scott Disick would like to call it FOMO.
FOMO,
fear of missing out. So Scott, you know, he's got a pregnant girlfriend, not wife. When you get married,
make it official.
You know, you got one here, one on the way. Yeah, put a ring on it,
it's
Scott.
It's Courtney. Hello, he's tried to put a ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
That is just
true.
The Courtney,
one who...
come on. Well, basically, Courtney's she's about to drop any day now.
Yeah, actually.
You know, we all, you know, from previous seasons, we know that Scott loves to party. He likes going out. He's a little entertainer.
But
and
he's
he has
completely
been able to do that.
Calmed down. Yeah.
Well, this episode, we see Scott and Kim, you know, just kind of connecting at the hip, hanging out.
I love how he's like, she's like the most boringest person in
that
world.
Was really funny. And I thought that was really
authentic. I think he's really funny.
And we've heard that before,
his
that she's really boring.
Remember, people say that.
Remember when she was on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, but
like,
Kim,
you know,
her, but Dee, watching the show, you think that she's the life of the party?
Hell no. She's
okay,
not the life of the party.
She's not.
No, she's definitely not the life of the party, but I thought it was really funny that he just basically put her on blast like that, saying, she's boring, but it's true, because when she was on Dancing with the Stars,
poor thing.
We expected so much from Kim on Dancing. We expected this sexy, like, full of energy, and we just got, like, stiff, like, Ellen from, or, well, not Ellen, but from,
Frankenstein?
Seinfeld. Elaine. We got Elaine from Seinfeld. And,
well,
you know,
I think Elaine has a little
and
bit
we were
more.
Expecting Shakira, and it was bad. But
she seems reserved, though.
Very reserved.
Reserved, a little quiet.
But I'm finding that we're seeing a different side of Kim, and I think it's because she's trying to take the heat away of
the whole divorce,
the Humphreys thing. Mm-hmm. So, did we like Kim this episode?
I did like Kim this episode.
Yeah,
she let her hair down. Kanye's doing something for her.
Con.
I think
we're
going to
learn
control.
About that in News and Gossip Girl.
I think it's damage control, and I think she's on her best. Mm. So I can't really...
I would agree. I definitely think she is on her best. And you know what? I think we're going to break to a commercial right now, and we'll come back and we'll talk about more Best of Kim when we come back.
Hey guys, so what do you get when three real single ladies are super fans of VH1 Single Ladies? Well, you get the after show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Lauren Turner.
I'm Spicy Mighty, bringing that fire.
And I'm Fallon Mercedes.
And we're single ladies, so make sure you watch us on AfterBuzz TV.
We're all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrienne Vero,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Yeah. All right. We are back. After Buzz TV in the house with Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show. We would love for you guys to call in, make comments, because we know you're watching. You know, the Kardashians, it's kind of like a train wreck. Mm-hmm. No one wants to admit that they, you know, like, turn their heads to see the wreckage, but you do. You just can't help it, you know?
I
know you guys are watching and listening, so call in. 424-256-1729.
Call in so we could talk about Chris's little Wayne jacket.
Don't be scared.
I love that. These kids have, like, the funniest comeback.
They really do. So wait, do we want to talk about Kendall and Kylie and the spaghetti-stained rug? First of all, well, I was telling you guys as we were viewing it, I thought it was like tile. I didn't realize it was carpet.
It's carpet,
you know. And then, like, okay, should we wager a guess on how much that carpet costs? I would love to.
Wait, was it a rug or was it a?
I think it was a floor rug. It was a
floor rug.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
I thought it was like carpet. Was it carpet?
I think it's a floor rug.
I thought because she said he made the rug, right? She said, "Oh, he made the rug.
Maybe
so
it was a rug.
Yeah.
So you want to take a gander at how much that rug costs? I would love to know. I mean, we don't know.
20,
but we're just guessing.
1,000.
Yeah. I'd say 25,000.
25. I was gonna say like maybe like 50.
Maybe you might be right.
Maybe. Well, how much is a Persian rug?
Oh, it depends. Those suckers could be anywhere from like $700 to like $100,000. It just depends on what it looks like, you know, what's in it, if it's silk, wool.
Well, I don't know, because I think it's just like a rug. It's not, it's just a floor rug. It's not her whole living room. I don't think it was her whole living room.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Well, I think the girls made a valiant effort to try and fix the problem on their own by going to a industrial store to rent a cleaner. Like, come on.
It's spaghetti sauce.
Really? Yeah, get yourself a freaking
soap and water.
Soap and water, OxyClean.
And scrub
you know,
it out. Yeah.
Mr. Clean, white eraser.
It's not like it was a bottle of red wine.
You know what I mean? Because how much was that little rental thing? Well, we know it was probably free.
Right.
Right. But I'm just saying.
Product placement.
You know, exactly. Product placement. Because we all know that had we done that in our homes, we'd have gotten our little asses beat.
Exactly. Okay. First of all, no. When my parents say eat at the dining table, they mean eat your food at the dining table.
Don't be spilling any dim sum on the floor, Susan.
Don't be spilling no maple sum, maple syrup, motherfucker.
Flower. Ooh, I'm referee.
Oh no, we always call each other.
Oh yes,
Panda Express.
Yes,
and we have
lovely little nicknames for each other.
I love it.
Yeah,
Roscoe sounds good right now. To tell the truth,
anything sounds good. You guys, I'm on a freaking juice cleanse, and I'm so hungry.
Oh my god, LA and these goddamn juice cleanses.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. I can't help it.
I couldn't do it. I can't stay away from wine.
I love wine. Trust me.
I can't do it.
I have just tonight, and then tomorrow I'll be back to my good old self.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I think that's it for this episode, but there's a lot of really, really juicy. Have I been drinking today? Just a little bit. There's a lot of juicy news and gossip.
Yes.
All right, so a lot of our gossip today is courtesy of thehollywoodgossip.com. Love that site. You guys have to go check it out. Okay, so this is really big, enormous breaking news. Members of the celebrity gossip world, Kim Kardashian has changed her Twitter handle photo. I repeat, Kim Kardashian has changed her Twitter handle photo.
What to what? Exactly. From what? Her left cheek to her right cheek?
I know. It was just probably like the bottom lip was pursed out a little bit more now. I mean, but it's crazy. But this is late breaking news. It is.
Is it really?
It really is. It was on all the freaking sites. She changed her Twitter handle picture. I don't know.
Marissa, if you're back there, you have a little time.
If you want to pull up her picture and post
it
up there
for us. Is that really breaking news?
Well, to some who have no lives.
My goodness. Well, we're talking about it, so.
We're talking about it for all you AfterBuzz fans who really, like, you love it, because we love it, too. Okay, this is a great piece of information. So you all know, we all love Oprah Winfrey, right? Yes. I love me some Oprah. Okay, love me some Harpo.
I miss her so much.
I know.
I really do. I can't get into the OWN network. It's not HD.
You and the rest of the world can't get into it because her ratings are just really, really tough. The network in general is having a tough time. And right now she's really clamoring for, basically, they're clamoring to get a younger demographic. Because right now I think the OWN demographic is between 50 and 55. So they're going for a younger demographic. And based on that, Oprah, actually tonight on her Oprah's Next Chapter, she interviews the whole Kardashian clan.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a little sneak peek of that.
And funny enough, she's getting a lot of flack about it.
Really?
She's getting flack about it.
Do you know why?
Well, because basically they're saying it's an attempt to save her dying network. And just like I said, she's trying to build up, a younger clientele. So what better way to do it than to showcase the most popular family on the planet, the Kardashians, to try and go for that younger demographic.
Huh. Well, yeah, you know what, that, because Oprah never, ever, ever sold out. If I remember correctly, she's never even had J-Lo on her show until it was the whole American Idol cast.
But there's a new picture.
I like it. But then just recently, Oprah said that she was getting married to Stedman and they were going to televise it. So that was another attempt.
That's been a long-going rumor forever. Right? Those two aren't getting married. They're not getting married. I don't think so.
I hope they do, because I love Stedman.
I mean, at
I
this do like point, like, why? Like, it's but, almost you know, like Joy Behar from
I do
the
miss
View.
Oprah. I hope. Yeah. I mean, I hope she was the most watched women on television, all of a sudden, it's like, hello? Where'd you go? But anyways, that's a whole different...
Well, so let me ask you, would you guys tune in to see this? Because you just said that you don't like the OWN network. Creep. Would you tune in and see it because you know it's the Kardashians, or would you not see it because you really don't watch the OWN network?
I don't even know what channel the OWN network's on.
I have to agree with you. I have no idea.
I tried to look for it once, and then I was like, forget. Because I tried to watch the Bobby Christina interview, and I was like, hello, where are you?
That sucked. It was horrible. You didn't miss anything.
I couldn't find her channel, so I was like, on to the next,
But. I'm curious to know if our huge AfterBuzz fans of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, if you guys, if you're a true diehard fan, if you would actually tune in to Oprah's Next Chapter to see this interview on OWN, and, hopefully help her ratings.
I'm gonna watch it because A, we do recap the show, and B, because whether we like it or not, they're here and they're here to stay, and they're pop culture, and we have no choice basically.
Plus it's Oprah,
right? It's so, Oprah, and I love Courtney, I love Rob, I love Chloe. It's like I love seeing them.
Right. We're officially going to give a shout out to the Oprah Winfrey Network and Oprah's Next Chapter. She's interviewing the Kardashians tonight, so you guys should check it out. We're going to check it out, and maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Yes, we will.
Next bit of big gossip. Okay, did you guys see the nude twit pic that it was Kim in Kanye's hotel room. I think they were in Paris, and it was basically the back of this girl nude, and she was eating breakfast, and we all thought it was Kim. Well, come to find out, it wasn't Kim. It was a model. Her name was Amia Miley, and apparently Kanye West, his whole camp shot it down that it was Kim. So it really wasn't her, but it looked.
It looked like her.
It looked like her. I don't know if we can show the picture.
Just naked eating some eggs. I
don't know. Basically, it was like the back of her, and then her hair was pulled over, and she was just eating. So you couldn't really see face.
Okay,
you couldn't see full
face. Was Kanye in front of her?
No. It was basically somebody behind her taking a picture.
Oh, okay.
But his camp shot it down that it was her, but I don't know.
They said that his Twitter account was compromised, is what they said.
That's what they all say when shit comes out like that. So I don't know if I believe that either.
I don't know.
That's everybody's excuse when they, I sent a booby pic. Yeah. Oops, I sent a dick pic. I mean? That's everybody's excuse that,
somebody. Did you just say dick pic?
Sorry. But that's everything.
I thought I was a dirty mouth here.
That's everybody's excuse when something has come out that they don't want to come out. Mm-hmm. Oh, my account was compromised. Right. So I don't know about that. I don't know how true that is. Let's see here. Moving on. Okay, next. Apparently Kanye West is excited to get Kim K pregnant.
So Kris Jenner was hosting on E! News this week, and they were grilling her about Kanye. Are they going to get married? Are they, what's going on with them? Are they going to move in together? And the answers are the exact same answers that she gave about Reggie Bush, about Chris Humphries. It's like, I mean, it's the same questions, it's the same answers.
Well, they've been dating for like eight seconds.
She goes, you know, they've known each other forever. They're best friends.
But Kim's still married, correct?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd be flaunting that until that divorce papers were signed, sealed, and delivered.
Exactly. She's still married. So
she's still married.
I think she's treading on, you know, some interesting water. You know, she needs to be careful with that, you know?
Definitely.
But apparently, okay, so let me read you guys this. Look out, universe. There may soon be a pair of new Kardashians running around. basically, well, we all know that Khloe Kardashian, her and Lamar are really, really trying to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's rumored that they're, you know, seeking out fertility treatments. But now there's buzz that Kanye West is pushing to have a baby with Kim. You know, we take that with a grain of salt. He says that he can't wait to see her carrying his child. Next thing you know, they were talking about like a new t-shirt or something, or the title of a song. And, you know, so who knows, like, what truth there is behind all of this,
right,
you know?
Right.
Hopefully someone can call in and give us a little bit more clarity on the situation.
How do we feel about Kim and Kanye?
I don't know. Okay, based on what you just said about her still being married, I don't think it's right that the fact that she's still married, that she's kind of parading this relationship around, if indeed it is a true relationship. And we'll never know what the truth is.
Right.
I mean, who knows? This could be a publicity stunt of all publicity stunts.
That's true.
You know, who knows if she's launching a product. Or, we all know he's got a fashion line. He's, you know.
Well, she's going to launch a makeup line. They're coming out with a cosmetic line.
I wouldn't be surprised in the least if this was some grand, like, branding marketing scheme, like, that's going to, like, Christmas time or holidays that then we're going to get the truth. I wouldn't be surprised at all, because they're traveling
and they were good friends to begin with.
They were good friends. I just don't know if I believe it. I really don't know if I believe it. You know, he's showing up, you know, just at the, you know, he's at the baby shower, and they're in Paris and they're at the, you know, Beyonce's concert. Like, you know, they're showing up to all these, like, key, like, you know, events and things where they're going to be seen by the press and paparazzi. I just don't know if it's real.
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. I can't tell, honestly. I can't tell. Because after the wedding fiasco, I have a lot of trouble believing things when it comes to the Kardashians at times.
Yeah.
That it's not a publicity stunt.
Right. I mean, not all the Kardashians. I think it's just Kim Kardashian that we have a hard time. I mean, let's just be real.
You know,
we're gonna talk about it. I don't know. I mean, I know that Kanye's mentioned in a few interviews that she is his dream girl. But I don't know. It's Kanye West, you know what I mean?
I don't know. There's a part of me that feels like I think she'd be a fool to still be married, have this whole wedding fiasco and have all this going on, parading a relationship around. I just think that would be the most foolish branding, marketing ploy ever.
I agree.
So that's what makes me feel like, is this really real? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, they can be like, ha ha, we told you, bitches. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha again.
Gotcha. You know? Oh, snap. Love that one. So I don't know. Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Only time will tell. And finally, with my gossip and news. Okay, so you know Quick Trim, that whole like diet pill that they were endorsing. Apparently Quick Trim, they're suing the sisters because They're saying that they're making bogus claims about losing weight with the Quick Trim diet products.
You mean like Skechers?
Oh yeah, that's right. With losing the weight with the those like shoes.
Toning up,
toning
and
up,
getting firm, and like those airbrush pictures of Kim and the workout gear and the step ups or the Skechers. I mean,
I just think at the end of the day, the average consumer, we're a lot more savvy than we were like 2 years ago, than we were 5 years ago, than 10 years ago. So hopefully there are people out there who are just like, okay, whatever. But at the same time, they do have a certain amount of responsibility. They're in the public eye. Blah 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 blah.
Listen, I've tried it all, and you know, I haven't tried it all, but it's diet and exercise. You got to eat right. You got to eat beautiful food to look beautiful.
That's good,
isn't it? You got to eat good, good food. You can't eat processed food. You can't eat
that's my
all
rule.
That crappy
food. If I can't pronounce it, I don't eat it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
My rule.
Exactly. That's my rule. If you can't pronounce two things in the ingredients, then you can't. You shouldn't be eating it.
I don't eat it. I don't eat it. All right, so that's it for news and gossip. We'll be back with predictions for next week's show.
Woo!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Predictions.
I was waiting for the music. All right, guys. So at the end of this episode, we saw where basically Chris left in her Lil Wayne jacket.
Her Lil
Wayne Wheezy sequin jacket. She left, and Kim and Rob were following her. And
they lost her.
They lost her on the freeway. So we're not sure if she went to go meet up with Todd, a.k.a., you know, her blast from the past affair, her to have a conversation. Toy. So that's kind of left on the table. Do we, I want to know, do you think that she meets him?
I think so. I definitely think
she
so.
She is playing with fire.
I think so.
Fire!
I think so.
She is.
I'd love to hope that she doesn't meet up with him, but I kind of think she does too. But I hope we're losing something in the editing process of this. I hope that she's spoken to Bruce. You know, I hope she's cleared it with her husband before she's made any kind of moves, because that is just, I was playing with fire. You know?
I mean, I think she's going to go through with it, but I think she's going to surprise us and make us happy by making sure that everything's, you know, completely ended. I think she's just looking for closure. I hope. I'm praying.
I hope.
Well, at the end of the day, she's the executive producer, so she's got the final sign-off on what we see.
True.
So I'm sure she's only going to, you know, yes, we're the
cynics.
She's
on her way to.
The cynics over here. So, yeah, hopefully it all ends on a happy note. With that being said,
last prediction. I predict that Rob Kardashian will make an appearance.
Yay!
Before the season's over.
We're working on Rob. Come sit right next to Mama over here.
No, he's going to sit right on top of Mama right here.
But before we go, what are you up to? Tell everybody where they can find you.
Please find me. Follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
Mm-hmm. And you follow me on Twitter at Erica Bachelor.
Now, Erica Bachelor, I know you do speed dating events. You want to tell us about it?
Well, we have been doing those. I need to get catch up with you on a couple of things.
Yeah.
But my company is called Birds of a Feather. So if you go to boafevents.com, you can check us out. As well as on my Twitter, I give you updates on different events going on.
Okay, so who is flocking together, Erica?
Well, it's me and my friend, Mariana. So she's working with me. So we're doing that together.
Now,
so.
Are you still doing your soul food, healthy soul food thing?
I am doing the soul food cooking. Not as much.
Okay.
But I'll be getting back in the kitchen pretty soon.
Nice. Yes. So tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find all the information on recipes and more at ericabachelor.com and as well at Twitter at Erica Bachelor.
Thanks so much. And then you guys can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. And you can check me out at www.GoToGirlTV.com. And we just want to thank Erica Bachelor for joining us.
Thank you so much for
having me. So good to see you.
Good to see you again.
You guys, be sure to tune in next week for another juicy recap After Buzz show of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. And don't forget Amazon.com affiliate program. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Hell to the mob.
I love that sound.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.